Hi, Touch. Can you expert please elaborate on how medical aid works? I feel it's a scam, but also I feel pressured to have it. I have my family of three on it, and I'm paying 9,000 plus. It's a lot, and I'm feeling the pressure of it financially. What's the best way to make my medical aid work for me? What plan is best to select?
9,000 plus, guys. Did you hear that? Mm. I had to play twice. 9,000 plus. Mm. Okay, imagine you earn 18K. Let's say you earn 24,000, right? Mm. You are told to have medical aid. You're told to have insurance.
Yeah.
We haven't even started about your bond or your rent. Ne?
Yeah.
And then you want people to be positive in life. When after you work, you are left with nothing. You're in debt. Overdraft insane. Is medical aid practical in this day and age? Should we have alternative models of private health care?
We should.
Afternoon, Gerard. Welcome to the Touchdown, sir.
Always a pleasure, Touch, and I'm sorry I couldn't make it today, but I promise next week I'll be there.
You know, you and your excuses don't work. I'm going to respect you because you are smarter than I am. That's the only reason why I'm going to respect you. You're way smarter than I am, so you're going to get away with this one, but I'm down with your excuses.
Okay. I'll make it up.
Keep feeding us good advice. I'll be lenient towards you.
All right, no problem. No, medical aid is a form of healthcare funding. And how it works is these medical aids collect everyone's contributions, and they have agreements with what they call healthcare providers or health management organizations. That's the hospitals and the doctors. And they say, if you're sick, they will pay on your behalf according to a certain rate and tariff.
Yep.
So it works like a huge stock fell for healthcare. Unfortunately, as you said, Touch, you're forced to take it because often it's part of the conditions of employment.
Yeah.
And the only way you can get out of it is if your spouse or a family member puts you on their medical aid and you show it to them. There is alternatives, so it's not the end of the world. The alternative to medical aid schemes is health insurance. Now, health insurance is different. Remember, medical aid, they've got an agreement with the hospital that if Touch falls sick, we're going to look after him until he's okay, regardless of how much it costs.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas with health insurance, they'll say we'll pay you 5,000 rand a day.
Yeah.
For 20 days. Now, obviously, if you have serious injuries, operations, etc., it won't be enough.
Mm.
But health insurance is an alternative, especially if, for example, the people you're covering on your medical aid are adults. You definitely need medical aid, perhaps, if you've got children who get sick a lot. But grown people, you think about it. When was the last time you even bought vitamins or even went to hospital? You know, so you can actually go for a health insurance, or you can take out a medical scheme package which only covers hospitalization, because normally on medical aid there is outpatient and inpatient benefits. Outpatient benefits are you going to the chemist, buying vitamins, buying glasses, doing your dental. But inpatient is just if you're in hospital, you need an operation, nothing else. So often if you take just inpatient options, it's much cheaper because it's the vitamins and the glasses and the teeth which make medical aid more expensive. So explore to see if you can go under family member's medical aid and choose just the basic scheme, or even consider health insurance if you're fairly healthy and maybe covering adults. It is a lot of money because roughly now it's 2,000, 2,500 for each person you cover on private health care.
Yikes, that's a lot, Gerald. I mean, I'm finding as a mom that even having medical aid with a child is still useless because a lot of the pediatricians and a lot of the doctors don't take medical aid. Mm. They take cash. Then you have to go and claim from your own medical aid, and they'll pay depending on which plan you've chosen with your medical aid. I wanted to ask you about the hospital plan with a gap cover, because a lot of people think having comprehensive medical aid is the best way to go. But let's explore, as we're exploring other options, hospital cover, and you get a gap cover, to fill in whatever your medical aid is not able to pay. Is that a good idea?
And before you answer that, that's a very, very important one. I need to hear that. I want Gerard, think about your response, and let's give everybody a chance to hear this right. We need this. Shout out to the big brother, man, Oskido, the Touchdown 326. I got to wrap this up with Gerard. For all our friends who just tuned in, the Touchdown 326, let me tell you, man, we do radio. And understanding what we do in radio is beyond entertainment. We have to talk about real stories, real issues. We got to be able to incorporate all the good and the challenges, obstacles, everything. because none of us got it all 100% fully made. And this is somebody who matters on this show. I need you to hear this, South Africa.
Hi, Touch. Can expert please elaborate on how medical aid works? I feel it's a scam, but also I feel pressure to have it. I have my family of three on it, and I'm paying 9,000 plus. It's a lot, and I'm feeling the pressure of it financially. What's the best way to make my medical aid work for me? What plan is best to select?
Jared, we gotta help our friend. I'm paying around that price, and I feel it. Nine plus. And here's a sad truth, Jared. I've never slept a night in hospital. So what I did 2 years ago, I was like, hold on. I survived the pandemic. I'm not longer doing this medical aid thing. I put a hospital plan. So even on hospital plan, I'm paying over 9,000.
She was.
Because you know the disadvantage of a hospital plan, you don't have savings.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You can't just walk in like, you know, like you got an ass on your chest and just let your savings pay for your medical, for your what you call medication. But still, with hospital plan, I've never been hospitalized, and I'm the principal member of my medical aid.
Well, definitely, Touch. I think, you know, with the, remember I explained medical aid has two parts, inpatient and outpatient. Inpatient is your hospital stuff, you need an operation, they're saving you so that you don't die. Outpatient is the glasses, it's the medication, it's you being able to see the local GP, and that costs a lot. And the cheapest option on medical aid is what you're rightly calling a hospital plan, which is just the inpatient benefits. If you're in an accident, they'll help you, and they'll help you so that you live. And that's the best and cheapest option. The problem is that most companies won't let you choose the cheapest option. They select the option which everyone is on, and that's often the most expensive. Now, there's also what they call hybrid solutions. Hybrid solutions are basically medical schemes where they say, if you're in an accident, they'll take you to the best private hospital. They'll make you stable. And once you've been stabilized, you then go to a normal state hospital. Now, state hospitals are not so bad in many instances.
I need you to repeat yourself. What about being stable?
Okay, so they have these plans where if you're in a critical emergency, they'll take you to the best private facility, and they'll save your life effectively. But once you've been stabilized, they will transfer you to a normal state hospital for the rest of your recuperation.
It's much cheaper, and it's an option. No. Gerard, I appreciate you. This is the part where I'm going to say thank you for your advice.
If you've been to state hospitals in small towns, you'll realize that they're just as good as private facilities. I think in Joburg, Cape Town, and Durban, it might be a different story, but in small towns, often the care in a state hospital cannot be looked down on.
I'm not discrediting public facilities. I'm just saying you raised an interesting part. That's quite interesting, the clause of critical. If you're critical and if you've been stabilized, we need to revisit our contracts, guys. We're not paying to be stabilized to move to public facilities. You are paying.
Well, no, that's an option that's out there. Just consult your financial planning professional. I'm talking to that person who's struggling on paying.
I hear you. That's like checking into a presidential suite one night, and the following day we're moving you to Formula One. I'm not doing that.